I have a riddle for you today. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us today that God and we together cannot handle. When we believe that, that's an incredible consolation. But you have to pray about that, especially on Mondays. Otherwise, you forget quickly, and then you go into your panic mode, your discouraged mode. Share with you a poem. I've used this before, but this is perfect for Mondays. I got up early one morning and rushed right into the day. I had so much to accomplish, I didn't have time to pray. Problems just tumbling about me, and heavier came each task. I wonder why God didn't help me. He said, "You didn't ask." I wanted to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled on gray and bleak. I wonder why God didn't show me. He said, "You didn't seek." I wanted to come into God's presence. I tried all my keys at the lock. God gently and lovingly chided, "My child, you didn't knock." So I got up early this morning, and I paused before I entered the day. I had so much to accomplish, I had to take time to pray. So I hope you will pray. If you're ready to rush out the door, or if you're in your car already, please take a moment and say, "Jesus, I believe that with you on my side, I can handle whatever this day brings. Even though it's will be a big challenge, I'm not going to let myself go to pieces. I'm not going to lose my focus. I'm going to stay really in touch with you. I'm going to depend upon your grace." And if you do that, then the day does not have to be so scary, even though it's a Monday with all the responsibilities of a new week. I said I had a riddle for you today. Let me share with you the riddle. What is more powerful than God? More evil than the devil? The rich don't need it, and the poor don't want it. You know, a lot of adults have trouble figuring out this riddle, although they say children immediately get it. And the answer is nothing, right? What is more powerful than God? Nothing. More evil than the devil? Nothing. The rich don't need nothing, and the poor don't want nothing. They want something. That all leads up to the scripture that I want to use today. It's from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 26. Everything is possible for God. And you know, that's coming from Matthew's version. You can find the same story in Mark's Gospel of the fellow who wants to be a disciple of Jesus but doesn't want to give up his wealth. So he goes away sad. And Jesus says how hard it is for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And in total amazement, the disciple says, "Then who can be saved?" And then Jesus' powerful statement, "Everything is possible for God." Now let me connect the riddle in that scripture passage. Throughout history, people who did not believe in God, who wanted to ridicule the existence of God, they would say, "Well, can God make a round square?" In other words, can God do something against the very nature of what a thing is? And of course the answer is no, not because God can't do it. It's because God already created it a certain way. And to say that a square is not going to be round, it's not a square anymore. It's a circle. So those kind of idiotic arguments proving that God is not God or God is not all-powerful and God can't do everything, it begs the question, doesn't it? The question is, in the scheme of things, everything is possible with God, especially dealing with humans, who seem to have, well, what? A critical illness, a terminal illness,
a hard heart,
living in an impossible situation. We know of kids who were raised in a terrible ghetto. Their chances of making it in the world were slim to none. And yet they rose above all of the bad circumstances and made a significant contribution to our world. That's true of poor people. Poor people. I know from my own life story. I met them, people who grew up in my neighborhood, dirt poor. Their family was dirt poor. And they became multi-millionaires. So, can God work in people's lives in a powerful way? Absolutely. Will it be magic? You know I'm always talking about the difference between magic and mystery. Of course it's not going to be magic. Magic is when we put God to work for us. Mystery is when we're placed at the disposal of God to work His miracles in and through us. The mystery of who God chooses to be His disciple, who God chooses to make a significant contribution in the world, well, that's the mind of God, and who knows the mind of God. And I always need to keep on reminding you that God's way of working in the world is always done in context of His will for the world. His will for our world is to be healthy and protect nature and respect other people and to fulfill our destiny. That's why I wanted right away at the beginning of today's program to encourage you to pray. How much do you pray? Do you pray to work for God or to do God's work? There's a difference, you know. Sometimes when we work for God, it's what we think God wants us to do. When we do God's work, then it's very obvious that it's the will of God because we're building the kingdom. But we have to be powerhouses of prayer. We have to be people who are willing to do our homework through Scripture, to do the right discernment, to come to say to God, "Here I am, Lord, send me. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And of course we're going to have setbacks, and when the setbacks come, the devil's going to tempt us to say, "See, God can't do everything. God doesn't care about you. God is indifferent towards your cry for help. God has abandoned you. God has pulled the rug out from under you. God is letting you dangle in the wind. God is into suffering and He wants you to suffer." Well, all those crazy thoughts that come, and the devil is there tempting us not to trust God. So again and again and again on a Monday, I have to keep reminding you, trust God. Pray to know His will and to do it. Place yourself at God's availability. Say, "Here I am, Lord. Use me today. Use my smile. Use my laughter. Use my words. Use my hands. Use my intelligence. Use my eyes. Use the telephone that I use. Use the email that I use. Use the internet that I use. Use the computer that I use. Use me, God. Help me to be the way without getting in the way." And you know God will respond to that type of prayer because, again, in the mind of God, free will is such a high priority for God. He's not going to force anything on us. So we need to be people who are eager to do God's will. Okay, today's food for thought, to follow up on that idea, goes like this. We can't hang around Jesus and not get excited. Okay? Well, I don't mean like the rush that comes when the teenager is real excited when they're at a rock concert. I'm just excited about knowing Jesus on a first name basis, making ourselves available to do His will, willing to be His sources, His instrument of peace, as we pray at the end of every program, willing to be His instrument of healing. When we're excited about being that kind of a follower of Jesus Christ, then everything is possible for God. You know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for people who run shelters for women and children suffering from domestic violence. The women had to grab the children and flee for their safety. They wind up to these shelters and, you know, they've been traumatized by the very fact that they had to flee their homes. They've been traumatized by the fact that the person that they thought was going to be a wonderful husband and father is not. And sometimes it's vice versa. Sometimes the husband finds out that the wife is not the wonderful spouse or mother that he thought she would be. And here they are in a domestic violence, a home, a shelter for people suffering from domestic violence. We need to pray for the staff of them. We need to pray that they have enough money to keep them open. We need to pray that they have the right type of counselors to help people through their trauma. God bless these people who run these shelters. God keep them all safe from harm. Well, here's today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. As it was coming up to Christmas, a young boy is praying upstairs while his mother sits by him and his dad and grandma are downstairs. He prays, "Lord, I pray for a train set, a remote control car, and a new bicycle." He's screaming this. The mother says to him, "You don't have to shout, dear. God's not deaf." And the little guy says, "I know, but Grandma is." Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. I always love to hear from you. Would you take a moment? You know, and if you don't want to write a note and you do email, go to my website, fatherscott.com. And once you get into my webpage, my website, for it's more than one page, you will see where my email address is, joyfulcap@aol.com. So whether it's by email or by snail mail, if you could let me know you're listening to the program, I would appreciate that. If you can, for some reason, if you have prayer intentions that you want me to pray about, again, include those. I faithfully take prayer intentions to God. If you would like to receive my newsletter, say you're a recent listener to the program and would like to know where I'm preaching, since that's my full-time ministry, you can ask for my newsletter because that's the only place where you can find my preaching schedule. No charge for it. It comes out 6 times a year. I just need your address. And, of course, as I always do every program, I ask you if you'd be generous, if you could go outside your comfort zone and write a check, a generous check for my hospital for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. God will bless you. Make it to TASH, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.